This is KERE News. I'm Rick Holter. Thousands of long-distance runners are streaming into North Texas for Sunday's Dallas Marathon. That's big news for Tony Reed. He lives in Oak Cliff, and he's the head of the National Black Marathoners Association. He's also run 128 marathons himself on every continent, including Antarctica. Tony Reed, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Your group says fewer than 2% of marathoners are African American. Why is that number so low?
One of the things that we realize is that there's not a lot of publicity in the African community about African American distance runners and the benefits associated with it. So we have a program that's based on education, training, and sustainability. We want to try to embed running clubs in the African American communities. We think it may take 20 or 30 years for the percentage of African Americans in distance races to match the U.S. population.
I noticed one statistic, 60% of your members are women.
That's kind of an interesting statistic because just overall in this country now, the number of women running marathons has actually exceeded the number of men.
And is that a pretty big change since you started running?
Yes, that's a huge change.
Right. So what made you decide to become a marathoner?
Well, when I was about 8 years old, I was diagnosed with a pre-diabetic condition, and the doctor said I would go on insulin by the time I was a teenager. But I went to a high school where it was mandatory, not optional, but mandatory that you participate in a sport two out of the three seasons. And at third season, you had to take a PE class. So I ended up losing weight, then went on to college. And in college, again, we had to take PE. And one of the books that we had to read was Aerobics by Dr. Kenneth Cooper, who's here in Dallas.
Right, right.
And there was one paragraph in the book that said diabetics who are dependent on insulin could either decrease their insulin intake or go completely off of it if they maintain a fitness regime. So with that in mind, I decided to set a lifetime goal of averaging 3 miles a day of running. And I felt that if I can do that, I would hopefully be able to avoid having to take insulin. This January, I ran my 40,000th mile. And at 60 years old, I'm still not on insulin.
128 marathons in a lifetime, seven continents, all 50 states. There are only 40 people who've ever done that, what they call the marathon hat trick. What's been your most unforgettable marathon moment?
I would say probably my most unforgettable marathon moment was when I was running the Antarctica Marathon. As we were sailing down there, the race director told us that there are more people in a Walt Disney theme park in one day than have ever set foot in Antarctica. And until he said that, it had dawned on me that I had never met anyone who had ever been to Antarctica. And so getting the opportunity to run down there was very, very special.
And what was that like?
It was sub-freezing temperatures. We had, I believe it was 40-mile-an-hour wind gust at times. We were chased by fur seals at times during the race. we were attacked by skua birds. So it was not your typical urban marathon by any stretch of the imagination.
Tony Reed, head of the National Black Marathoners Association, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me.